Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here. Bob is an outstanding, very important member of our Brain Trust, has been now for 9 years. He's the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. That's an award-winning book, and he's our good friend. Bob, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.
The Small Business Accelerator, that's your training program, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's a great one. If you want results.
It is a good one, folks. I highly recommend it. Hey, Bob, one of the things that I know you see across the country is the manifestation of a crisis. It's a pure, unadulterated, bona fide, authentic crisis in the marketplace, in the workplace today. And it's causing people to answer this question differently. What keeps you up at night? What's the most aggravating, what's the most troubling thing you have to deal with? For years, it was not more. I need more sales. Then it was taxes. Then it was regulations. Then for 15 years, it was health care. Now it's something else. Tell the audience what the crisis is.
The number one item with all my clients is hiring. It's still finding the right people. They're struggling.
Finding qualified people, right?
Oh, yeah. The right
and qualified doesn't just mean I need a welder who can weld. It also means I need somebody who can show up, who can pass a blood test, and has a driver's license, right?
Yeah, you need that criteria. We have to be very careful because there's problems out there when you make a mistake.
Well, what are you doing about? How are you helping them? What are they telling you? Tell us what they're telling you that they're running into. I mean, we hear the statistics, we hear about the surveys, but give us some rubber meets the road feedback that they're telling you. The kind of options they have, the kind of people they're seeing.
You know, when I travel the country and meet with all these CEOs, which I do quite frequently, and I always ask to show of hands, how many of you are hiring? 70 to 80% of the people raise their hands.
Most of them.
Everybody's hiring.
There are 8 million unwanted, unfilled jobs in America right now.
And it's hurting small business because there is a big talent shortage, and it's difficult to find the right people, and it's a buyer's market. So the candidate has choices. And you've got to be aware of that when you're out there hiring. So there's a few questions I think that everybody should ask people as you're going through the hiring process. We could take all morning and talk about this, Jim, but there's two or three key ones that if we can get those in this morning, I think it'll help your listeners quite a bit.
All right. What's the first one?
The first one is this. Why are you even considering a new position? So you're talking to this person. Why are you even considering a new position? Try to find out what's going on in their life. When you hire, you look for two things, a cultural fit and results. And I can't emphasize enough both of those. All the other things are somehow subsumed by those two areas. So when you talk with people about their previous employment and you're looking at their resume, always ask them, what did you accomplish in that previous job? What are you most proud of? And here's what you have to avoid. They'll talk in terms of we did, we accomplished. I always have to focus them back on what did you do.
And or they'll talk about what they're qualified to do, their skills, which is normal. Everybody would tend to do that, but without talking about what they actually turned in, did they actually put the ball over the goal line.
Exactly right. I received a resume from one of my clients the other day asking me to help them interview this person. And I said, please get back to them because there's nothing in this resume that shows any results that this person actually achieved. It was a bunch of qualified, subjective feelings. There was nothing in there that was mathematically solid to say, this person's got what it takes. So be careful. Always screen on the phone first. Don't spend time bringing people in. Screen them and find out what they've actually accomplished. Now, it's going to take some work, folks, because it's not easy to dig through some of this. And realize they have other offers. So So you've got to do it pretty quickly.
That's right.
And if you can get to the point, what did you do? How did you do it? And if you can do that for every single job that they've had, you will learn a lot about this person.
One of my mentors used to say he worshipped the. He used to say I worship at the throne of results.
At the end of the day, right?
Yeah. So what else? What's the next question?
What are we in business for? Now the next question is this: why did you leave each of the positions you've left in the past? Explain to me what happened. Why did you leave? And you'll learn a lot. Just listen to what they're telling you. You're learning about the culture of where they've come from. You're learning about who they worked for. You're learning about how they were treated. All those things are important to you as a hiring person because you don't want to make a hiring mistake. Jim, we've all made hiring mistakes.
Every one of us.
And they're painful.
Yeah.
So we want to avoid
in
those.
A small business, a hiring mistake is a huge can put a huge dent in your operation. If a big company hires a has a bad hire, it's one of a thousand or one of 100,000, right? If we make a bad decision, it's like 20% of our operation, or maybe or more, or it's a high number.
It's exactly right. You cannot afford to make a mistake. It's very costly. And the other thing we want to know
what was it? Somebody said what would I, what if I train somebody and they leave? They say, what if you don't train them and they stay?
Yeah, I'm not so much concerned about people leaving. If we do a good job of treating people properly, giving them good opportunities, treating them with respect, holding themselves accountable, hey, those are the kind of people you want anyway.
But that is something.
Never run scared.
That is something you have to deal with your people these days, though, isn't it? Making sure. One of the things I say is, okay, what would you if one of your key people came to you tomorrow and said, hey, I got a better offer. And how much would you pay them more than you're currently paying them to keep them, if that would work? And find out whatever that number is. You probably better be paying them that now. What do you think, Bob?
I think that's very important, and it's a great lead into my next question that I always ask a candidate. Mm-hmm. And that says, let's say this works out between the two of us, and you go back and you talk to your current employer, and you tell them you're leaving,
mm-hmm.
and they make a counteroffer.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you ask the candidate, how will they handle that counteroffer?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're going to consider staying where they are, then you should probably move on.
That's exactly right. Yeah, if they're not really committed, if they're playing you against both ends against the middle, as they used to say, if you get the idea they're playing both ends against the middle, you don't want them because they'll do the same thing to you in a year.
Exactly right.
BobProzen.com, is that right?
Yes. Be Prozen at BobProzen.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with our good friend, Bob Prozen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.